Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the so-called Vancouver on the unceded and traditional territory of the Hunkaminen-speaking Musqueam people. Thank you for tuning in to my Fun Drive fill-in. My name is Lauren, and I'm the social media coordinator here at CITR and Discorder. And today, I'm joined with one of my lovely roommates, Juliet.
Hey, super excited to be here. So Fun Drive is the one time a year where we ask for your support to keep local, independent, and alternative voices on air. And since Fun Drive happens around Valentine's Day every year, we thought it'd be appropriate to base our episode on love.
The working title for this episode is International Love Affairs. I don't know if I'll come up with a new title by the time this comes out.
I love that. That's a little punny.
I thought it was kind of cheeky.
Yeah, it's good.
So all the songs that I've chosen today are in different languages and from around the world, and I thought we would talk about our experiences dating across borders. And I would like to apologize to just a big demographic of people in advance that I am simply just a dum-dum, and I probably will mispronounce a lot of these song titles. I did look up how to pronounce most of them, or all of them, but...
Yeah, we practiced, but...
We practiced, but
no promises.
No promises. So we'll see how this goes. But I will be starting us off with a Korean song, because I'm Korean. There will be two Korean songs today. This first one is called I Think It's Love by Rehab. And then the second song is in Portuguese, and it's by Brazilian artists Rubel and Ana Vitória, and it's called...
Partilhar.
Yeah, partilhar. I feel like I mispronounced that, but it means share in Portuguese. So yeah, enjoy.
I'm not afraid to ver, eu pego barco, eu remo por 6 meses como peixe pra te ver. Então pra inventar um mar grande bastante que me assuste, que eu desista de você.
Se for preciso, eu crio alguma máquina mais rápida que a dúvida, mais súbita que a lágrima. Viajo a toda força em um instante de saudade e dor. Eu chego pra dizer que eu vim te ver.
Eu quero partilhar, eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você. Eu quero partilhar, eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você.
Grande tem que ser vivido a todo instante. A cada hora que eu tô longe é um desperdício. Eu só tenho 80 anos pela frente. Por favor, me dê uma chance de viver.
Que amor tão grande tem que ser vivido a todo instante. A cada hora que eu tô longe é um desperdício. Eu só tenho 80 anos pela frente. Por favor, me dá uma chance de viver.
Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você. Eu quero partilhar, eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você.
Que amor tão grande tem que ser vivido a todo instante. A cada hora que eu tô longe é um desperdício. Eu só tenho 80 anos pela frente. Por favor, me dê uma chance de viver.
Que amor tão grande tem que ser vivido a todo instante. A cada hora que eu tô longe é um desperdício. Eu só tenho 80 anos pela frente. Por favor, me dá uma chance de viver.
Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você. Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você.
Se for preciso, eu giro a terra inteira até que o tempo se esqueça.
Gir pra frente, volte atrás, milhões de anos, quando todos os continentes se encontravam.
Pra que eu possa caminhar até você.
E eu sei, mulher, não se vive só de peixe.
Nem se volta no passado, as minhas palavras valem pouco.
E as juras não te dizem nada.
Mas se existe alguém que pode resgatar sua fé no mundo, existe nós. Também perdi o meu rumo, até o meu canto ficou mudo.
E eu desconfio que esse mundo já não seja tudo aquilo. Mas não importa, a gente inventa a nossa vida.
E a vida é boa com você. Eu quero partilhar a vida 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 boa com você.
Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você. Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você. Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você. Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você. Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você. Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você.
Eu quero partilhar a vida boa com você.
compartilhar a vida boa com você.
And we're back. So, Juliet, I know that you were living in Singapore for a little bit for exchange. When was this again?
This was at the start of COVID. So I went in January 2020 and was there for 3 months in Singapore.
Right.
Let me preface by saying I've never been in love, so I wouldn't call this a love affair. But I did date a little bit while I was there.
A flirty affair.
Yes, certainly. Very flirty. Very fun and flirty. I met this guy. We actually met because my friend matched with his roommate on Tinder, and we all went out together, and then we went back to this Tinder date's residence, and there was his roommate, and a bunch of us were hanging out, drinking, chatting, and so I met this guy. His name was Vedant. He and his friend were trying to teach me the Singaporean accent. He's not from Singapore. He's from New Delhi, but he had lived there quite a while, had quite a few friends who were Singaporean, and so he felt inclined to try and teach me, and I couldn't get it, and he kept making fun of me.
I mean,
and
I
was
can't
getting...
blame you, because I can't pronounce these song titles very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and so it's in English, but it's such a specific accent. I actually love hearing it. I love Singaporean accents, but I simply could not get any of it, and I was getting really flustered and really frustrated, but it was also flirty, and that was fun. It was one of the first times where I met someone and immediately we had chemistry and I immediately knew he was going to pursue me. Unfortunately, I, at the time, was not emotionally available nor able to And so, like, we were DMing each other a lot. We were talking a lot. He's got, like, really high energy, really intense, which I really liked, but it gave me so much anxiety. I had insomnia for 3 nights in a row. Bit of an L. literally didn't sleep for 3 days because someone showed interest in me. So that kind of gives you a hint of where I was at emotionally and mentally.
No, you don't say.
Yeah. But he was super fun and super sweet. And I wished that I had been able to be more vulnerable and, you know, intimate with him. We didn't even really hook up. We, like, made out a little bit after our first date. And then I was like, too much.
Too much, too soon.
Simply too much for me. And then, I don't know, I was on an exchange. So I was, like, traveling on weekends and was meeting a lot of people. But I didn't really click with anyone other than him. But we, I was like, I can't really date, so let's be friends. And then he was like, well, that's going to be hard for me because I have feelings for you. And I was like, well, then let's not ever see each other again or spend any time together.
Oh,
bye.
No.
And then we didn't really speak for the rest of my time there. And then I, you know, I had to leave, like, sort of like your situation where it was like, oh, you need to evacuate. Like,
yeah, I was also on
clothing.
Exchange at the same time. And
yes.
It was wild being abroad at the time. One day things were okay. People were like, oh, we should be careful. Cases are going up. And then one day they're like, the entire world is closing
yeah.
its borders.
Yeah.
Like, you need to leave.
Everything's on fire. Get out of here. Yeah. So I got out of there, and he had lent me a book, and I needed to return it, but I was, like, too freaked out and just had other shit going on. So the friend who we had originally met with, she delivered the book for me, said my goodbye kind of for me.
Yeah.
And I sent him a message just saying, you know, I've had a couple weeks in quarantine being completely alone. I've had some time to think. I really wish that I had spent more time with you while I was there, and I hope that we can stay friends and stay in touch and see each other again at some point. That we have. And
that's
I, like,
nice.
Look, it is. It is really nice.
Yeah,
I look
how much
forward
do you guys
to,
keep in touch?
We'll, like, respond to each other's Instagram stories every once in a while. He's really funny, though. In person, we are on the same page in terms of, like, humor and banter and stuff.
You mentioned responding to each other's Instagram stories. I feel like that's something I've noticed has been really nice for keeping in touch with people
yeah.
who live far away from you, because I think sometimes it's, like, daunting to just hit someone up and, like, text them
yeah.
being like, hey, it's been a while, like, how are you, let's
yeah.
catch up. But having stuff like social media, especially Instagram, I find that, like, I have a lot of friends and, like, people I've dated who live in other
yeah.
countries, and I just get to see snippets of their lives, so I feel like I'm still kind
yeah,
of involved
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, like, this person just graduated. This
yeah.
person just had a birthday.
Totally.
Oh, your cousin got married? Good for them.
Totally.
And you get
yeah.
to just respond, and it's such a casual way of being like, oh, hey, like, I still think about you. I'm still part of your life.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So I've got nothing but good things to say about him, frankly, and I
that's
do hope
good.
That we get to meet up at some point.
I hope you guys get to see each other
again. It would be so fun.
Is he still in Singapore?
He is still in Singapore. I think he's in his last semester, but I think he'll probably live there for a bit afterwards. And then he messages me and is like, yeah, I'm going to come to the U.S. I'm coming to the States. And I'm like, okay, well, that's...
You're like, that's not really
close
to where I am.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go to a music festival in Las Vegas this summer. And I was like, well, that's super cool and great for you. Yeah. However, I am like 8 hours away.
Literally a different country.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play two more songs now. The next song will be For Lovers, which is a very short song by a band called Lamp. They're a Japanese indie band. And then after that will be Basta Ya by the Marías, which is actually an indie pop band from LA. But the lead singer is Puerto Rican, and a lot of their discography is in English and Spanish. So this song is specifically in Spanish.
Sweet.
Yeah. So yeah, I hope you enjoy the music. Yeah. And we're back. So next I will be sharing a little tale.
Mm-hmm.
I've done quite a bit of traveling in the last 4 years, and I've honestly dated a lot of people while I've traveled, and I always think it's really fun because they're so short-lived,
yeah,
but they're so intense.
Yes. Well, and another aspect of that too is I think that you can be so many different people while you're traveling.
Yeah.
It takes you out of yourself and out of your regular life. And so
I'm my best self when I'm traveling.
Oh, I bet. Would love to meet travel Lauren.
Well, because here I'm like an anxious mess. I have like a, you know, like I have jobs and responsibilities, but like when I'm traveling, I get to like live my best life.
Yeah.
But in 2018, I think. Yeah, summer 2018, I went on a trip to Korea, which is where I'm originally from, actually. And I met this guy. His name is Eddie. He's half Japanese, half British. I was just traveling. He was there for an internship.
Right.
And we met at a hostel and, like, immediately hit it off. But we went for dinner. And it was really great. That was, unfortunately, though, my last night in Korea.
Oh.
We were hanging out. And then I think, like, later in the night, we went out to, like, a bunch of bars. We went bar hopping with mm-hmm. a bunch of other people from the hostel. And then I, like, told him. I was like, I'm actually leaving tomorrow to go back to Canada. And he was like, oh, that sucks. I was
bad
like,
news.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, bud. And the next morning he asked for my number.
Okay.
And I didn't have WhatsApp at the time.
Yeah.
Which I also, unrelated, I
No, yeah,
hate
we need to talk
WhatsApp.
About this. WhatsApp. All international love affairs happen on WhatsApp.
I
and
know,
it's
and
a
I
crime
hate it. I
and
hate
a tragedy.
WhatsApp hasn't changed the design Mm-mm. of their platform in ever, I think. And, like, honestly, kudos to them
yeah,
for that.
It looks like the OG time. iPhone messages.
Yeah, but it also looks ugly.
Yeah, true.
And I hate it. So I gave him, like, my Facebook
yeah.
and told him to message me on that. So I fly home and we, like, text for the next 2 days. At this point, we've only seen each other in person, like, a day and a half.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
And we text for, like, 3 or 4 days. So it's still
yeah.
been less than a week altogether. And he was like, oh, I don't know if this is really crazy, but I felt like we really hit it off and connected. And it's not often that happens.
Right.
And I just, like, really want to see you. That's, you know. And he's like, oh, like, is that crazy? And I was like, yeah, that is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, you should do it. Like, come
book
see
the
me.
Ticket.
So I was like, yeah, you should book a ticket. And this is, oh, yeah, the trip was in mid-July. And he was like, oh, like, I want to come visit you, but I have my internship. So I wouldn't be able to come see you until the end of September.
Oh.
Which is 2 months away.
Right.
Like 2.5 months away.
Right.
So I was like, I mean, sure, just fuck it. Just like book the flight. So then we kind of, for the next 2.5 months, we're in this like weird limbo of like no label. We don't really
right.
know what we are, but we're kind of doing this long distance relationship.
Like talking pretty often.
Yeah.
FaceTime and, dates.
Yeah, we would
thing.
Have Skype dates.
Okay, love that.
And text. And then September came around. So I feel like our relationship had 3 different stages.
Right.
In person in Korea, long distance, and then in person in Canada when he came to visit.
Right.
And oh, I'm sorry, Eddie. I was just in, like, the worst headspace when he came.
Bummer.
Yeah. So, like, he came at the end of September, and I was just super stressed with school.
Like the start of midterm season, bro. Come on.
Yeah, and, like, my mental health was, like, not good.
Right, right.
I was, like, super down and having a lot of panic attacks and just feeling really stressed and anxious. Yeah, it was just, like, a bit stressful, and I like, had to end things. Well, I didn't end things. I just told him, like, I just don't think I can be in a relationship with you and I'd like to enjoy these 10 days together, but like I don't think I could be in a long distance relationship with you and like continue this further after you leave.
Right.
And I think he was a little disappointed to hear that, but
oh.
it was okay. He was
yeah.
understanding about it. But yeah, that was Eddie. We
shout out.
Yeah, we like I think one of our fun like the most fun date we went on was we went to Granville Island. We rented those, like, speedboats.
No way.
And I just, like, skipped class one
oh
day for that.
God.
And so
I can't believe you've done that.
It
That's
was really
so fun.
And we were just, like, eating cheesecake and looking
yeah.
at, I don't know if they're sea lions or seals.
Oh, in
There's, like,
in
a colony of them somewhere on the route that we went on.
Okay.
But it was
That's
really fun.
Fun.
And
what a fun thing to do in your own city too. I feel like
yeah.
that's a fun thing about having someone to come visit
you
is you get
to
like
you
play tourist
do.
A little mm-hmm. bit. Yeah.
So it was a really fun time and I'm really glad he came. Anytime I'm feeling a little down and not feeling very confident about
mm-hmm.
myself in like the love department, a lot of my really close friends will be like, a man booked a ticket and flew across the world to see you after knowing you for 2 days. Like, you're hot shit. And I'm like, I am hot shit.
Yeah.
So, honestly, thanks, Eddie. Because whenever I'm down, I think of him and I'm just like, I am hot shit.
Yeah, you have that precedent ready to pull out of the files.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great. Him and I haven't really kept in contact. We did at first.
Yeah.
But nothing bad happened.
All right. All right. Should we introduce the next couple
songs? Yeah, I'm going to let you introduce the next two because I feel like you'll do a better job pronouncing them.
Okay, and I'm going to do my best. So the first next song is called Untuk Perempuan Yang Sedang Di Pelukan by an artist called Payung Teda, which is an Indonesian band. And then the song after that is called Tumjab Pas by Pratik Guhad, which is in Hindi.
Menuju
Okay, and we're back. Hope you enjoyed those last two tracks.
So now we're just going to talk generally about our experiences dating across borders, dating internationally, dating people who come from different cultural backgrounds, different languages.
Yeah.
And our experiences with that. When I travel to new places, I'm always kind of curious about what the cultural norms are mm-hmm. for, like, the dating culture there,
mm-hmm.
which is also why I love to look at Tinder when I
yes.
travel, even if I'm yes. not interested on going on any dates with anyone.
Oh, it's just so fun.
It's fun. You get to see, like, who the hot singles
totally.
Are in your area.
And, like, how they present themselves. And I definitely,
yeah.
I was on Tinder when I was in Singapore, and I didn't actually meet up with anyone, but I added a lot of people on WhatsApp, which is mm-hmm. weird and unfortunate. But I also just, like, I was in a place where I wasn't super, again, emotionally available or ready to be dating, but I was super interested to see how people approached me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot more direct and a lot more, like, open to just, like, going on a date.
That's the other thing is I love going on dates when I'm abroad because you get someone to, like, show you around.
Yes.
I was on exchange in the Netherlands. What I kind of picked up from dating culture there is, like, people were telling me, like, no topic is off limits on the first date.
Right.
I actually went on a date in the Netherlands.
Ooh, what was that like?
It went bad.
Oh.
I immediately brought up politics, and then I was like, oh, yeah, goodbye.
Yeah.
I actually ran out on the date.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I ran out of the restaurant, and he chased me down.
What? What happened? Why did you get up and run?
He started being Islamophobic. And then he, like, mentioned something about Trump.
No, no, no.
No, like, screw you. And
yeah.
I just, like, ran out of the restaurant, and he chased me down. He was just like, no, like, give me a chance to explain. I was like, I don't need
no.
to hear your explanation. There will be no second date.
Yeah.
You're kind of scum, and goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're slowly running out of time, so I'm going to play two more songs. The next song will be Mohabbat By Aruj Aftab, who is a Pakistani artist based in Brooklyn, and the song is in Urdu.
Cool.
And then the song after that will be,
You can do it.
Nakupenda Wewe, which is by a Kenyan band called Safari Sound Band, and it's in Swahili.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And Nakupenda Wewe actually means I love you, which we discovered when we looked it up on Google Translate.
Zamane pad ke vam, yaar ke tera.
Okay, and we are back.
Hope you liked those last two songs.
So we would like to just wrap this up by saying you should, I don't want to like pressure people. If you would like to.
If you have the means.
Yeah, if you have the means, you can always donate to Fundrive at citr.ca/donate. By the time this comes out, it will be the last day of Fundrive. So there's that. But also thank you to everyone who supported CITR in the past year and anyone who's liked and shared a post, told their friends to tune in. We appreciate all of you. CITR is a wonderful place to work at. So if you'd like to support independent music and local artists, hit that link.
Donate.
And we're going to leave you guys with two more songs. But before that, we just want to say thank you for tuning in. It has been a lovely time. Julia, do you want to say anything?
I'm so grateful you had me. It's so fun. I love being on the air.
Yeah, this is Juliet's first time on the air. So everyone clap in your homes or wherever you're listening to this.
Slay. All right, last two songs. Here we go.
Yeah, we got Pacemaker by Fanny Bloom, who's a French-Canadian artist, and the song will be in French, obviously. And then the last and the second Korean song of the night will be Love Like That by Lam C. And, well, I already said it in Korean. So enjoy, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.
Je suis amoureuse. Hey, it's me. Are you still on for Saturday?
We get it. It's hard being new in Vancouver. Between big city loneliness and emotionally unavailable people, it's hard to put yourself out there without losing your mind. And your dignity. Sometimes the hardest part about online dating is weeding out those sizzling hot ruby red flags. Other times, it feels difficult to get anywhere at all. Community Radio will never ghost you because there are plenty of fish at CITR. Help keep our station running by donating to citr.ca/donate.